Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Center for European Studies at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Anka Gurzu. For terms of use, please visit our website at www.carleton.ca/CES.
Hello, my name is Ralph Bueller. I'm an assistant professor in urban affairs and planning at Virginia Tech, located at Virginia Tech's campus in Alexandria, Virginia.
There are many cities in Western Europe and also the United States that are trying to find creative ways to make urban transport more sustainable. How would you compare the policies in the two?
That's a very interesting question. First, all of these cities are embedded in national or federal policies and state policies. So comparing those is the first step, and then going down to the local level where most of the innovation actually happens is the second step. In terms of having a more favorable federal environment, the European cities have been more fortunate over the last 40 years to have more federal support in terms of flexible funding for walking, cycling, and public transportation than in the United States. In the U.S., that has changed since the 1990s. The federal government has made more money available to be used on the local level for things like walking, cycling. On the local level, I think there are many European cities that have started in the 1970s, maybe late 1960s, to change their policies from being car-oriented, as most countries did after the Second World War, towards being more oriented towards the sustainable modes, the green modes, walking, cycling, and public transportation.
You mentioned that most of these ideas come from the municipal level. Why do you think this is the case?
I think most innovation happens on the municipal level because local planners, but then also citizens, they really see what the problems are and they can experiment and they see what works and what doesn't work. And often they are also not as constrained as the federal government is with all sorts of stakeholders and lobbyists. On the local level, you can try out more things.
Where would you say Canada stands on this issue?
I think Canada is very interesting. In many ways, Canada is more sustainable in terms of transport than the United States, but not as sustainable as many of the Western European countries.
When you look at the most popular policies, both in the United States, in Europe, but also in Canada, what kind of policies do you find to be more efficient and why?
Efficiency can have many aspects. For example, for public transport, we see the more efficient your public transport system is and the more riders you have, the less subsidy the system actually requires because you have more people on board paying for the driver, paying for the tires, paying for the rail. So there are efficiency benefits in having more people on public transport. And Germany, for example, compared to the United States, only requires 25% subsidies for transit operation compared to the U.S., where it's 65 to 75% subsidies to operate public transport. So sustainable transport can be quite efficient.
Lastly, are there any lessons that you think Europe can learn from North America and vice versa?
I think there are lessons that can go either way. I think one of the big lessons from Europe for North America is it can be done. And the other big lesson is there are many policies and programs already in place in Europe and in some cities in North America as well that can be taken from those cities. There's no copyright on their solutions. So North American cities can look at their peers, but also at their peers in Europe, and adapt some of these policies and just use them. I think that's probably the biggest lesson, even on a local level. Going the other way, looking from North America towards Europe, there are lessons, for example, in the U.S. There are many interesting approaches on how to finance the capital cost of a transit system that are not used in Europe. So they can come here and see how these things are done.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.